feel so hectic right now. I really need a break.
Do you ever wonder if traveling can actually enhance your education?
Yeah. How?
Easy. With the Study and Go Abroad Fair, you can find information on semesters or degree programs abroad, working, volunteering, and even adventure travel.
Just what I need, when and where.
March 1st at the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors are at 3, but guest speakers start at 2. Admission is free, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Guatemala, Peru, or even an iPad.
What's the website?
Go to studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register.
WCCMC, West Coast College.
Their new 20-month program is set to launch in May. So not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com.
Hey, it's Jason from the Relentlessly Awesome Show. I started the hour with some brand new Black Mountain off the band's new album entitled Year Zero. I like the direction they're taking, actually. The track I played for you had kind of a surfer vibe to it. That's just my opinion, which is good, of course. Then I played a pair by Brooklyn's A Place to Bury Strangers. The first was called Onward to the Wall. And that was followed by Nothing New Will Surprise Me. This band is currently one of my faves right now. After that, I played some brand new Grimes, and I mean new Grimes. That was a short bonus track called Angel that didn't make the cut. I thought it was relentlessly awesome and should be the first track on the album. It's funny how things work out. Well, on the way, a pretty intense track from Usyk. If you're in a dancing mood, be prepared to shake some limbs around.
I gave my best for all.
Marie-Joseph Angélique was the name given by her last owners to a Portuguese-born black slave in New France. She was tried and convicted of setting fire to her owner's home, burning much of what is now referred to as Old Montreal. It has recently been argued that she was, in fact, innocent of the crime and convicted more on the basis of her perception as a rebellious runaway slave than on the basis of factual evidence. A competing theory is that she was guilty of the crime as an act of justified rebellion against slavery. Many authors see her as an immortal avatar of liberation and prefer, naturally, to see her as an active rebel. Others find her just as inspiring as an exceptional, outspoken, independent-minded woman who fought for her freedom and her life against formidable odds, and in spite of a society that expected submission from women, especially if they were also black and slaves.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
What's up, everyone? How's your reading break going? Just go ahead and telepathically tell me about it. Okay? So you're saying it should be a hell of a lot longer. I would have to agree. Thanks for the feedback, CITR listeners. I started the set with Francis Jusek. The track was called Off the Wall, and it was remixed by Brodinski. That was followed by London's Peggy Sue, featuring Princess Century Backstreet. Wow, I played at least two English bands this week. Amazing. The song was called Song and Dance. Peggy Sue has a show in Vancouver at The Venue in April. Finally, I played some sweet sounds from Montreal. The track was Dreams by Fedra. On the way, an Australian track, so new that it just came out of a boxing mother kangaroo, and it's ready to entertain Canadian audiences.
Why didn't I suspect to someone else? Why didn't I suspect to someone else? Why didn't I suspect he was making love to someone?
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to the Relentlessly Awesome Hour. Are you a basketball fan by any chance? Yeah? Okay, good. The UBC Thunderbirds basketball program visited UVic last week. The women won and the men lost. The UBC women have home court advantage and the men need to visit Edmonton. Go T-Birds as always. Anyways, I played for you The Woods by Australia's Husky. Then I played for you a noise pop track called Sunday by San Diego's Crocodiles. And that was the first track from their new album, which dropped digitally a few days ago. The limited 7-inch release is set for March 26th. That was followed by a collaboration between Vancouverites. The track was called Colors by Young Liars and Teen Days. Finally, I played Time's Up by Nguzu Nguzu, featuring Kingdom. They've got a date with the Waldorf on March 9th. Check them out. On the way, some music from Creep and maybe some music from Existence. Anyways, check out my blog at citrradio.wordpress.com. And please stay tuned for more great programming, like the show up next, which is Dunkin' Donuts, of course. Alrighty, well, see ya.
We'll be right back.